So as we begin our next section. No, oops, see? Right, so the next age group is the 8 to 12 year olds, okay? Now, for this group, they have a pretty good knowledge now about who God is, okay? But what they don't quite get the concept, or, you know, you're trying to reinforce the concept, is that God is everywhere, okay? So, I mean, that... So when you're out and about, or, you know, if you're talking about any particular story or anything like that, reinforce in what way God is there. Okay, so whatever it is that you're doing, you know, you need to say that in what way. Okay, so, you know, for the younger ones, you might be quite simplistic in that, you know, God made trees, God made the mountains, God made the sea. That's quite simplistic ideas to show how almighty God is. But at this age, you know, you need to relate it to more complex things, like what's happening in their lives, right? So, you know, things that, like how they behave, you know, sometimes they will come to you, or like as parents, or maybe as your teacher, they will say, so-and-so did this, right? Or they say, well, I did that. Right? And then you need to reinforce the idea, well, you know, God wants us to behave like this. Right? You need to actually say what it is that God wants and how that relates to them. So sometimes, something happens, say, in school, and then you need to sort of say, in what ways God plays a part. So, for example, a classic one would be something like, you know, in school, when we do science, they say millions of years ago, right? And then you've got to say, well, actually, we know that that can't be the truth, okay? We know that that can't be, because actually, in the Bible, we know that the world cannot be longer than 6,000 years, okay? Thereabouts, okay? We know that. It cannot be millions of years ago. And then you need to say, well, you know, scientists are also created by God. But that doesn't mean scientists is a god. You know, they don't know everything, whereas God knows everything. You know, do you see what I mean? So in what ways is God in that particular thing? So they actually, I mean, the 8 to 12 year olds, they actually know a lot, you know, about everything, you know. but does it relate to God is the important bit that we've got to reinforce. You know, so, I mean, a lot of the hymns that they sing, you know, they can cope with a lot more complex, with not just rhythms, they can complex lyrics, you know. So in what ways is God related to their life, okay? So God is everywhere. God is my friend. Now, and that you could say God is my father. That's also the sort of similar theme, you know. So it's not just God as some sort of abstract thing, you know. God is something and someone that you can really relate to, and someone that you can actually rely on, okay? And you kind of need to make the link for them at this age, right? Because they know God, they know real life, but you've got to make the connection for them. Okay, so again at the bottom, how do we praise him? So you've got to reinforce that. So again, at the beginning, the younger age is more simplistic, but at this age, they need to see how it actually is part of their life. Okay, now, so the key points, 8 to 12, right? They have the knowledge about being a Christian, right? But you've got to do more than that. Okay, you, as the RE teachers, you make the link between the two. And as I said, they can understand deeper and more meaningful lyrics. Now, at this age, actually, quite a lot of them, especially at the top range, you know, closer to the 11 and 12, they'll be okay with the hymn book, right? So they should actually start using the hymn book. You know, some of the pieces in the hymn book is actually really hard, you know, but, you know, you can certainly use the more repetitive ones, you know. And again, you've got to think about the sort of lyrics that it's talking about, especially in our hymn book at the minute, there's a lot of Old English, you know, and I'm sure actually most of us don't really know what it is it's really talking about, you know, so we've got to be selective about what ones that you choose, okay? Now, by this age, they can cope with slightly higher. Okay? And some of the boys might actually start to, their voice will start to break. Okay? So the top end, okay? So the 11 and 12 year olds, some of the voices have already broken. Okay? So you've got to be mindful of that. Right? And because of that, they can actually do more part singing. Okay? Now, before we sung one of the rounds, but we never actually sung it as a round, so we're going to need to, you know, go back a little bit. But I've got another one that's also a round, which we will definitely have to do. Okay? Right? So, a wider range, so you can sing some, a few of the ones that are slightly higher. Now, one of the ones that we sung before, the second one that we sung before, no, the first one. Yes, the first one. It's a slightly longer one with the four lines. That's actually suited more to the 8-year-olds rather than the 4 to 7. I mean, some of the 4 to 7s, the top end of it, will be able to sing it fine, right? So, again, like mindful of where, you know, how your children, you know, what they can manage, okay? So this is one of the classes. It's actually Hinn's class, right? And they were practicing the New Year hymns. Okay, so this is kind of like reinforcement of what they already
one,
know.
1, 2, 3.
Waters and highest and mountains. Waters as deep as the sea.
Now this is one of the ones from the old Sing Hallelujah, if you didn't know already.
What is most precious to me? The love of Jesus, love of Jesus.
My son by Ella back. Yeah, the animated one. Don't know where he gets it from. But the important thing I think you get from this is, you know, they're reinforcing something that they already know. Okay, you can hear the teacher actually filling in bits. Sometimes, you know, I mean, like all children, you know, they're going to miss bits or they forget bits. Or, you know, the tune might be harder. You might notice actually the lyrics there, what I said before, they can cope with much more meaningful lyrics. This one, two verses for a start, you know, and there's like a chorus type bit. There's the lyrics is talking about the creation. Who made this? Who made that? What is this? What is that? You know, it's much more complex than the two that we sung before, right? So they can cope with a lot more.
Okay.
Now they did a combined as well with the other class. Again, this is a practice for the year.
Am I right in saying that my class are singing the main tune for this piece and this class are singing the alto? Have you learned the alto?
Yeah.
Or it's not using an alto? Okay. All right. Okay. Let's go through this one first, then. Okay, because I think you're more familiar with it. Okay. Let's all think about it.
So you see, they're actually using a hymn book for this one.
So we'll just go straight through it, and have a sing through it. Okay. So just sing it how you've been singing it, and then I can get a grasp of what you've been doing. Okay. So after. Three, 1, 2, 3.
Let all things now living, a song of thanksgiving to God the Creator, triumphantly raise, who fashioned and made us, protected and saved us, who guided the song to the end of our days. His banners are over us, his light goes before us, a pillar
Now, this group, so this is actually two classes, right? So you had the 9 and 10 and the 10 and 11. So that's right at the top end, you know, so, you know, of that age group. So you can see, I mean, they're actually singing quite a hard hymn. You know, it's actually a really hard one, you know, and they are doing it in two parts. That's right, isn't it?
Later on,
yeah. So, I mean, they can cope with quite, you know, quite complex things, you know, when it comes to the hymn singing and what have you. And again, this is a reinforcement. You know, we talked about before about repetition being important. And I have to say, I mean, I think they actually did quite well, you know, on a really difficult hymn, yeah? Now, looking at the teaching techniques then. Now, clear instructions. You can hear Hen, it was in the background, you know, giving very, very clear instructions on what they're doing and recapping what they've done. Right? And remember, as RV teachers, you have a whole week between lessons, you know, so that is quite a long time, you know, for the kids. I mean, you can see, I mean, some of them are going, I think so, yeah, you know, do you know what I mean? So even though, you know, most of them might have a recollection of what they did the previous week, but not all of them will, you know, and that's not their fault, because it's been a long time, you know, from one lesson to the next, you know, so a recap is always a good thing, you know, so just say again, you know, what it is that they've done, and then going over it, okay? Now, you can extend the learning, so in other words, like, as we said before, you know, they can cope with, like, singing in two parts. So that is another way, you know, to, you know, so that they can understand what their hymns and what have you, you know, and they can actually learn quite a lot by splitting up into parts and knowing how to work together, you know, it's another learning point. Revision and reiteration, we just talked about that, right? And the helping with the singing. Now, because it was a practice for the new year, they've already learned the hymns quite well, right? But then there's nothing to say, you know, for the RV teachers to be part of the... sometimes they actually take part in the presentation as well. I don't know if you do that in the different localities, yeah? It's not just the students that go out to do the presentations. Do the teachers go out too?
With the class?
No?
Mostly students in the US.
Yeah. Sometimes, yeah. Because I think in Newcastle, sometimes it just depends on which class. Yeah. And I think because this time we're doing quite a lot combined, I'm not quite sure how we're going about it. But certainly in the class, as they're learning, you know, it's a good thing if the teachers are singing with them. So they are setting the example on how to sing. You know, because, you know, at this age, it's still kind of like... You know, they're singing a bit like this, you know. So it's actually quite good if the teachers are singing with them as well, you know. So they're not singing on their own. Okay? Now, so let us sing, okay? Now, now you've got the books. Now, what should we do? Well, I think we should go back to the round that we did before. Because we haven't actually sung it as a round. Oh, can you remember it?
The
first line. Okay, if you look at the book, I'm going to give you 1 minute to check the book. Yes, the round. What number was that?
27.
Number 5. The first one was 27, right?
27 was the second one.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's number 5, is it? Number 5. Don't just read the Bible every day. Think about God's words as we pray. Yeah, do and say. Then goodness shall flow from what we do and say. You know what we haven't done? We haven't clapped the position. That's what it is.
Oh, man. It's so sad what 15 minutes can do to the brain.
That is really testing you all now. We should clap the rhythm. I said that we would. That's one of the things that would be. Clap the rhythm of the words. right? Do you see what I mean? This is not clapping to keep the beat anymore. This is clapping the rhythm of the words. Okay? Because did you notice the last line? Everybody's like, blah, 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 do and say. Right? I mean, that is quite normal because, I mean, that's what happens when you learn anything. You always catch the last bit. Because it just takes that little while longer, you know? So you always catch the last bit. But anyway, so let's try and clap the rhythm of the words. Let's see how much we can remember. Ready? One, two, three, go. What's the words of the last line?
Thank goodness shall the what we do say.
Now, shall we say it as well and clap?
Thank goodness shall flow from what we do and say.
Thank goodness shall flow from what we do and say. Thank goodness shall flow from what we do and say. And clap. Thank goodness shall flow from what we do and say again. Thank goodness shall flow from what we do and say again. Thank goodness shall flow from what we do and say. Right. Do you see how just that little bit of clapping actually does help? Yeah, so let's go from the beginning again. Let's clap the rhythm. Ready? One, two, three, and. Whoops, I forgot the doctor rhythm. Whoops, whoops. Right, in that case, I think sisters should do it. All right, sisters, get ready. One, two, three, go. Brothers, ready? One, two, three, and.
Don't just think the Bible every day. Think about the words every day. Think of the shuffle and all the words.
Right, okay, let's try everybody together. Ready? Two, three, go.
Just read the Bible every day. Think about the words as we pray. Then goodness shall follow what we do and say.
Now, about extending the learning. Now, that one is actually a 4 to 7-year-old piece. Now, you can actually just sing that as it is. Okay? So, because it's quite a complete piece on its own. But to extend it, it's a round, right? So you can actually do it. They're splitting up into three groups. Okay, that's the idea. So, I don't know, probably up to Gude. There. Is that about equal? And then Sheila, probably up to about Matthew. Is that about right? And then you lot. Okay. Yes? Okay, now, if you were going to teach it in a class, this it's not a sort of thing that you're going to be able to do it in one session. You know, you might try, you know, and you might, for the older one, you probably will manage it, just about, right? But it might be something that you reinforce over, like, say, a term. You learn, say, 5 pieces, and then you just keep coming back to it, right? So don't expect like 4 to 7-year-olds to be able to do that straight away. They're not going to be able to do that. They might be able to learn the piece, right? But there's no way they'll be able to do it as a round, okay? Because round takes a lot more harmony and things like that. It's much, much more complex, okay? So this is what we're going to do then. So you're going to start, right? And then by the time you sing the second phrase, you start this first phrase. And then when you do the second phrase, you start the first phrase, okay? Right? And you just keep going. Don't stop after you sum the 3 phrases. Go back to the beginning. Okay? And then I'll just kind of go, stop. And then we'll stop. Right?
Can we clap?
Oh, I think that's a good idea. Do you want to clap the rhythm? Or do you want to clap it beat?
It's going to
You think?
Yeah.
Okay, when you do the round, there'll be loads of practice.
Oh, yeah. Well, in that case, it's keep the rhythm. How about that? We can all help keep the rhythm, children. Like that. Ready? Go through. After all. Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Don't just read the Bible every day.
Second group.
Think of God's words every day.
Third group. Children. But what you could do is say in a class you would just move the groups. Right? So you start first and then the next group and then the next group and so on. Okay? Or you can get them to stand up to do it, right? You can get them to do actions. Anybody can think of actions. So I'm not very good with actions, I have to say.
Just read the Bible. Don't just read the Bible.
And then, well, the thing comes. Who teaches the young ones here? Not me. So, what sort of things there then? I mean, I think, was it don't? Yeah?
But you have to do it like kind of like, don't just.
Oh, yeah, wouldn't.
And then.
Your whole
animation. Yeah. Because when you're very young, you have to be, don't you? You have to be really animated. So if we were to go like that, okay, so you know, you've done all the prep, and you know exactly what you're doing, so you go in the class, all the children's learnt it now, and go, right, this time we're going to do actions.
What?
So what did we say? Don't just read the Bible every day, and then was I think about God's words as we pray.
Yeah.
And then goodness
shall flow.
Well, do and say. Now you've got to be careful. We don't do too much actions, right?
Yeah.
Otherwise, it just gets really confusing.
Yeah.
That's a bit weird though, because it doesn't really make sense.
Flow? Are we gonna flow?
Goodness.
Like flow, what we do and say.
Oh, that's finally.
Do and say. Right, so what are we doing then from the beginning?
Doing and saying.
Well, says, don't just read the Bible.
We should just do that. That's fine.
Just start off. Read the Bible every day. Think about God's words as we pray. Then goodness shall flow from what we do and say.
That's actually not bad.
Right, so let's do it slowly. Yeah. So children, little bit at a time. Now, if you were the teacher, you'd probably show them the actions first, wouldn't you?
You gotta know it.
So, which I don't. So if we're all teachers, so we're all going to demonstrate. So we'll go, children, so watch, okay? From the beginning.
Don't just read the Bible every day. Think about God's words as we pray. Then goodness shall flow from what we do and say.
Ah, okay, and then you'll say, right, let's all try it. And really, for actions, you just get them to copy you, won't you? And you just keep doing it and keep doing it until they know it. Right, so let's try it again. Ready, go.
Don't just read the Bible every day. Think about God's words as we pray. then goodness shall flow from what we do and say.
Does that help you learn the words?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have actions for adults.
Yes, maybe we should. Maybe we should. No, but it's for children. I mean, for children, that actually really helps. Yeah. You know, to know that they can get the key anchor points of a piece. Right. I mean, it didn't take us that long to learn it, but you forget it quite quickly. Mm-hmm. Right. But if you come up with simple actions, because sometimes they can get too complicated. Yeah, but simple actions help the children to learn it. Okay? Right, okay. Next piece. We have done a round. Do you want to go over the first piece? Yeah.
27.
Have you forgotten it?
No,
actually,
this one,
right?
This one's quite hard.
Yeah.
I should put it on the thing
as well, right?
Okay, let's remind ourselves. Yeah, let's remind ourselves what this one is, yeah? Okay, ready, go.
The one true God, the one true God, is Jesus Christ my Lord. So I must rise to testify and stand with Christ my Lord. Oh, I must fight for truth and light with Jesus Christ my Lord. Come that day, I'll stand up high with Jesus Christ my Lord.
Right, try your best not to look at the words, okay? As teachers, when we're trying to embed these in our heads. Ooh, panic. Okay, the one true God, okay. Ready, go.
The one true God, the one true God, is Jesus Christ my Lord. So I must rise to testify with Jesus Christ my Lord. Oh, I must fight for truth and light with Jesus Christ my Lord. And come that day, I'll stand up high with Jesus Christ my Lord.
Now this one is all Jesus Christ my Lord.
Yeah.
Right? It's Jesus Christ my Lord, Jesus Christ my Lord, Jesus Christ my Lord. Right? Okay. Yes? Shall we try it again before we add another one? We have to add another three. We need to do three in this one. Oh, yes. Right, ready? Let's try it again. Too bad. Oh, well. It's too bad. The one true God. Okay, the one true God. Ready? Ready, go.
The one true God, the one true God, is Jesus Christ my Lord. So I must rise to testify with Jesus Christ my Lord. So I must fight for truth and life with Jesus Christ my Lord. And on that day I'll stand up high with Jesus Christ my Lord.
I blame my old age. I just join in with the Jesus Christ my Lord. Right. Are we okay with that? As much as possible? Right, we're gonna add, we need to add three in this session.
Come on, yeah. We do it.
Yeah, because we've got another three in the next session. Because we're gonna do 10. We're gonna learn 10. That's the aim. Okay, this one is dead easy. This one is really, really easy. But it's all the same. Now, remember we said before, you know, you can create new verses, right? that you look at that, you go, oh my word, it's got so many verses, but actually you're only exchanging one or two words. You remember what I said before? Some hymns lend itself to saying to the children, oh, right, okay, you know, this one, okay, in the One True Church, I come to do something, okay? The first one is come to worship you, and then come to pray to you, come to sing to you. I can't remember this anymore. Oh, yeah, I'm happy in the Lord, right? Okay, so you could get the children go, right, in the One True Church, what else do you do? Right? So do you see what I mean? So, and then the children go, oh, well, I come and meet my friends. Right? So in the One True Church, I come to meet my friends. Okay? No. So you could add new verses, okay. You know, and then they could say, you know, and I come with my parents, for example, or I come with my little brother or little sister. You know, do you see what I mean? You can actually get them to create new verses. All right, and it's a good way, you know, to make, you know, to give them ownership of the piece, you know, and you know, it helps them learn it a bit faster as well. Okay, now we're just going to try and whiz through because we've already talked about the various techniques. Okay, so we're not going to do romans, we're not going to do, you know, follow the words, whatever. Okay, this one is another round. Okay, now. It's for the slightly older ones, so this is 8 to 12 year olds, okay? And it's a four-part round, all right? So, but it's so easy, this one. And this one is so catchy, you should remember it very quickly, okay? So it goes, in the One True Church, I come to worship you. In the One True Church, I come to worship you. Worship, worship, I come to worship you. Worship, worship, I come to worship you, okay? Now, you see, it goes lower, okay? It goes below the middle C, and it goes slightly higher than octave up, okay? And it's because they can cope with that. And especially when, if you have boys whose voices are starting to drop, the bottom line is the best for them, okay? And you can see the third line is the higher one. You know, that tends to be, you know, the higher girls, you know, who likes to sing the higher range, okay? So I'll sing one, you sing one, okay? Just so you can catch on to the phrases, okay? Not because you're children, okay, right? So it goes, in the One True Church, I come to worship you.
In the One True Church, I come to worship you.
In the One True Church, I come to worship you.
In the One True Church, I come to worship you.
Worship, worship, 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 I come to worship you.
Okay, right, everybody together. Ready, two, three, go. In the One True Church, I come to worship you.
In the One True Church, I come to worship you. Worship, worship, I come to worship you. Worship, worship, I come to worship you.
Now, we shouldn't need to read these words. There you go. That's quite handy. That's worked out just right. Okay, in the One True Church, okay, ready, go.
In the One True Church, I come to worship you. In the One True Church, I come to worship you. Worship, worship, I come to worship you. Worship, worship, I come to worship you.
So this was dead easy, isn't it? Yeah. Right? And as we said before, you know, you can get the children to come up with a verse. So, let's see. Come in. What do you come to church to do?
Read the Bible.
Oh, okay. So, in your One True Church, I come to read the Bible. Okay, okay. We can make it fit. It will fit. Okay, so everybody in the One True Church, we come to read the Bible. Okay? Ready? Go!
In the One True Church, I come to read the Bible. In the One True Church, I come to read the Bible. Read the Bible, I come to read the Bible.
The Bible,
Bible, I come to read the Bible.
Nice.
It's doable, it's doable.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, it's okay, it's okay. You know, and the kids will actually really like that. You know, and get them to try and fit it. You know? Right, somebody else then. I should really pick on a brother, shouldn't I? Picking on this is. So, oh, go on there, Andy. What do you think? You come to church to do what?
I come to eat yummy food.
Oh, okay. Okay. So in the one to church, I come to eat.
Yummy food.
Yeah.
I come to
eat.
Okay. Let's go with it. Yummy food. Okay. Yummy food. All right. Ready? Go.
In the one true church, I come to eat yummy food. In the one true church, I come to eat yummy food. Yummy, yummy,
I come to eat yummy food.
Yummy, yummy, I come to eat yummy food.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, it works, it works. Of a kind. Right.
My little one.
Oh, little brother, I don't know your name. Jonathan, what did you come to church to do?
Pray.
Oh, that's a very good one. So in the one to church, I come to pray to God? Do you come to pray to God? Okay. So in the one to church, I come to pray to God. Okay, ready, go.
In the one true church, I come to pray to God. In the one true church, I come to pray to God. Praying, praying, I come to pray to God. Praying, praying, I come to pray to God.
Right, okay, so see, and that works quite well, right? But we haven't done it as a round, so we need to do it as a round. It's a round, it's a four-part round. Right, okay, four-part round. We split right down the middle. So you two kind of, yeah, and then kind of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So yeah, 5 and 5, okay, so Lynn, you're kind of on that side, and then it's a 5 as well. Oh, it is, it's 5.
It just, yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, so Rachel, you're on that side. You're not gonna sit there, that's okay, that's okay.
You're
all right. You can sing as a high.
But now, you could get them to sing like just one part each, but we're going to sing it as a round. So everyone's going to move round, okay? So, and then we'll start from this side this time.
Okay.
So you start, and then when they sing second, then you join, and then you join, and then you join. Okay, so in, we'll just do it in the one church, we'll worship, okay? We'll just do it worship, okay? Right, ready, go.
In the one true church, I come to worship you. In the one true church, I come to worship you. In the one true church, I come to worship you. In the one true church, I come to worship you. In the one true church, I come to worship you. In the one true church, I come to worship you. Worship, worship, I come to worship you. In the one true church, I come to worship you. In the one true church, I come to worship you. In the one true church, I come to worship you. Worship, worship, I come to worship you.
Last time.
In the one true church, I come to worship you. In the one true
church. Well, last time.
Oh, that's
okay, right. Are we okay with that one? Because I'm going to move on to another one. Yep. Okay, come on then. On to the next one. Shall we do one with a backing track as well? I feel like we need to do a backing track now. Okay. By the way, if you haven't noticed, these are all on the 10 basic beliefs. Okay. So as I mentioned it before, because it's the Sing Hallelujah 2 is on the 10 basic doctrines, 10 basic beliefs, and some extra hymns. Okay. So these, I've picked 10. One of each for each of the basic beliefs. I've deliberately chosen ones that should be quite catchy, that should go into your head, which means that you don't need to take the sheets with you, and which also means that it's applicable if you were to go to Africa to teach any of the things. From what I gather, because I'll talk about it a bit more tomorrow, but for Africa, you're kind of working with no resources.
Yeah.
Yeah. So in effect, you have to have your resources in your head. So we're kind of, you know, was it two birds with one stone here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you know, you take it away, but in your head. Okay. Right. So let's have a listen to the backing track for this one first, which is number 7. You should, you know, because we're quick learners, you should have been able to follow the words, you know, and be able to just sing along to it, really. Okay? So let's try it. That's not right. I want to go back. And play. Have I gone to the wrong track? Is it this? Done something funny with it, which track it is. Okay. So we should just be able to sing along to it now. Go!
In the name of Lord Jesus, I bow my head to be cleansed. Wash my sins and make me new. Water and blood and spirit of peace.
And then again.
I bow my head to be cleansed. Wash my sins and make me new. Water and blood and spirit are key.
Okay, now you notice this one doesn't rhyme. Okay, and there's a reason, whoops, why this one doesn't rhyme. It's because it had to have the elements of baptism, and then sometimes you just can't make it right, you know, just cannot write, you know, so I mean, it's short though, okay, and this is kind of the one that you would explain, you know, you could actually just explain to the children, oh, these, you know, for when you're baptized, we do this, and we do this, and we do this, you know, so you can talk about it. Rather than, you know, whereas the last one, it was so easy because it was really catchy and, you know, there's lots of repetition. But whereas this one, like I said, you have to kind of just talk about the lyrics. Yeah? Okay, so let's try again. This time, no backing track. Ooh.
Careful.
There we go. Okay, no backing track. Let's try it again, though, okay? Let's sing it a bit lower. In the name. That's okay, isn't it? Yeah. And ready, go.
In the name of Lord Jesus, I bow my head to be cleansed. Wash my sins and make me new. Water and blood and spirit are key.
Again.
In the name of Lord Jesus, I bow my head to be cleansed. Wash my sins and make me new. Water and blood and spirit are key.
Do we need to go over it anymore? Are we okay with that? Yes? Because I'm kind of conscious that we've got 10 minutes to learn another one. Yes, we're all right? Okay, let's go for another one then. Okay. Okay, I forget what number this one is.
Eight.
Number 8. Now this one should actually be quite catchy. Okay, so we should be able to learn this quite quickly. Okay, the idea will be quite quick anyway. Right? I'll just play the backing track, I think. Now, this, because... I don't really want to find out either. Now, with this one, you probably because of the different verses, right, because... with this one, because of the two verses, it will take longer. Okay, it will definitely take longer. Okay, but this probably more towards the upper end of the 4 to 7. Okay, you wouldn't expect the 4-year-olds to be able to learn that, not easily anyway. Okay, so certainly towards the 7-year-olds, they should be able to sing that quite well. But it is complicated, and that's actually got quite a lot of leaps. Generally, children like to sing not only just a limited range, but they tend to have notes that are really close together. You know, so they're going like to the neighbouring notes rather than leaps. But you see, it does have various leaps, okay? Right, so we'll try it. We'll just sight read it, see if you can remember it, okay? The Holy Spirit. I think that's okay. Okay, ready, go.
The Holy Spirit is God. The Holy Spirit is Jesus. He will live in me and help me every day.
Now, you would, I mean, if for this sort of one, I would actually write the lyrics out and do the rubbing out, right? Because it's not as easy as in some of the other ones. Okay, just so that you can reinforce it. Okay, so try it again. First one, ready, go.
The Holy Spirit is God. The Holy Spirit is Jesus. He will live in me, and help me every day. The Holy Spirit is Lord in heaven, I must learn to pray, so that I may be with him.
So that I may be with him. So that I may be with him. Okay? Right, let's try it again from the beginning. Both verses. Ready? Go.
The Holy Spirit is God. The Holy Spirit is Jesus. He will live in me, and help me every day. The Holy Spirit is key to see our Lord in heaven. I must learn to pray, so that I may be with him.
Okay? Any questions? Do you want to go over any of them? Is that we've learned... How many have we learned?
Five.
I got my numbers wrong. We need to do another one, didn't we? Because otherwise... Yes, I've got one after tea break, but really tomorrow is really for you to teach. Unless I just do, well, I could do a couple of them tomorrow. If we do 8 today, we could do 2 tomorrow. Is that ambitious?
Well,
well, we've done 5, right? So we've got 3 in the next session. That's not too bad. Is that quite ambitious?
Do we all have to choose a different table to choose, or what if we all change choose the same one? I mean, do you mind, or?
Well, you've got 10 to choose from.
Okay.
And if you're teaching older children, so kind of the above 12-year-olds, and if you want to teach like from the hymn book, that's fine as well. Like how you would teach, you know, a class of teenagers, for example. Do you see what I mean? But if you're teaching under 12, then plus those. Well, you know, that is a point, and I will talk about that in the next session. Do you want any of these going over before we go on a break? Anyone that you think, might just need to quickly go over it? We'll do all 8, and we'll leave 2 for tomorrow. Okay, right. Let's have a silent prayer. Amen.